talk to you all a little bit about this journey that I've been on over this probably last year. And that's really kind of taking control of my wellness and making it a priority. And it started off with just me kind of getting an Apple Watch, believe it or not, and something that I could really track my fitness and kind of see what I was doing and not just kind of thinking, oh, I think I did enough today. I did a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but really having something in front of me that was quantifiable and I could really start measuring my activity. So that was really helpful for me. And then along the way, I had a little sidekick who lives all the way across the country who got an Apple Watch, and we started competing. The Apple Watch just really started helping me to really see the data, like, am I really active or not? And it was a motivator because I'm kind of big on when things are quantifiable, when it makes sense and it's not just in my head, like I think I feel enough or I don't. When I started really seeing like you are doing something or you're not, I said, I better get after this because I'm not as active as I thought I was. And then I had a good friend in New York, a little lady named Megan Hill, who's blind, who got an Apple Watch also. And then we started having these competitions. And she's busy. And she decided, I'm going to do Ironman. I'm going to do Ironman 2022, Lake Placid, New York, one of the top three hardest courses, along with Hawaii, Kona, and Alaska. And this was a young lady who, full-time college student, taking 20 credits, guide dog user, living in dorms, away from home, on committees, like you wouldn't believe, probably like four or five committees, working with Microsoft, on and on and on. And she said, I'm going to hack my way into this. Had never even run 3 miles before. Hacked her way into people's lives to be her running guide or help her with swimming, help her with tandem biking, doing fundraising. And this last summer in August, she finished Ironman. And something about that just kind of motivated me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do the same. And so I signed up for Ironman Alaska, the second annual one that's going to happen in 2023. And lo and behold, we did have two blind people who attempted it last year, but I don't know if they got a little under halfway and they did not finish. And so now, as my guide who's been down here in Texas says, it's on me to be the first blind person to finish the Alaskan Ironman. And so here I am. And that's kind of where I am in the journey now, but I'll go back a little bit and talk about a couple of things that have been motivators or barriers in this process, like practically. And one is at some point I saw that it's so easy to be a consumer. You know, we consume all this information, these articles, these fitness apps, and we kind of think, well, I'm going to have the perfect conditions to dial in this area to be good at this. And I said, you know what? I want to get rid of that mindset. I want to keep it simple. And whatever is the littlest place where I can start, for me, it was walking in place and then jogging in place. And that went from a mile to 2 miles to 4 miles to even 10 miles, just jogging in place. And people say, well, I can't do that, you know, this and that. And I completely understand that's what worked for me. But I will tell you that someone told me 3 months ago that I could never do that. And now I'm getting notifications on my Apple Watch that they're doing 2 and 3 miles, 2 or 3 times a day. And now they're seeing changes with them. And the other thing is, you know, as we become, you know, and sucked kind of into this trap of information overload, analysis paralysis, it can really hinder us sometimes because we get so filled with the information that it almost feels like we've done the task mentally, because we feel like, well, I'm an expert at it because I've read so much about it that if I ever really do want to do it, I know how to do it. And so it's kind of a false sense of empowerment. It's like we have the knowledge, but we don't have the actual experience. And that's something that I'm kind of always analyzing, like, where am I in my journey on theoretically doing things and really being a practitioner of my ideas and my values. So for some of you, that may not be a big deal, but that's been a big deal to motivate me. And I'll give you an example. You know, you see these YouTube influencers that have millions of followers and viral videos. I've seen this as a common theme. Most of them started out with just like their iPhone camera, making these generic YouTube videos, bad lighting, bad sound, and they stuck with it. They said, just start wherever you have, start there. And then there's people who talk about their journey where they had to get the lighting right, and they had to get the big camera, and they had to do all this background studying on all the engineering, the videos, and editing them. And they would often make a handful of videos and quit because they felt like, well, I just have to have it a little better. I want to be where those big influencers are, and I'm just starting here. And I think that, that can happen with a lot of things. We get so much information on something that we almost get intimidated or overwhelmed, and we simply don't start. So my advice is start. You know, keep it simple. Start somewhere. That's one thing that really helped me. And the other thing, you know, it's what are the rewards? Yeah, I've lost probably almost 50 pounds now. So that's been great. You know, people do notice it. That's been great. But the biggest thing is my mindset. You know, feeling more comfortable in knowing that, you know, I can have control of my life in a sense that, you know, I set out to do something and I know I can stick to it. And so that's encouraging. That's in, you know, I feel like that's a gift that all of us have access to. And the motivation and the self-confidence that comes from that gives me peace of mind in other areas. And so, you know, I feel like I need less in the way of maybe material things and maybe other arbitrary gifts and goals to kind of help me to feel satisfied. Taking control of my wellness has leveled so many other areas, so many other things that I thought were needs, to where there's much more gratification in just being now through taking control of this wellness. And I could go on and on and on, but I do want to give anyone, you know, a chance to ask a question or two, and I'll cap it off there. Thank you.
Thanks, Nate. Okay, Tom. Oh, CB has a question. Go ahead. Get a mic, please.
Okay, this is Lisa. You said you lost 50 pounds, so that was just from you walking in place, running in place, and until you got up to like 10 miles or...
Well, I probably lost the first 25 pounds just doing that. And then eventually I moved in a bike into my place, a stationary bike and a treadmill. And so that allowed me to kind of take it to the next level. But, you know, going back to what I'm saying, probably if I would have just said, well, I can't do this until I have a bike, until I have a treadmill, then I would have maybe just kept putting it off. But sticking to that small, simple thing that was completely in my control that I could do anywhere gave me more motivation and confidence to really commit to the journey. You know, I'm here in Texas right now. I went out today and ran 4.5 miles with a great gal who's a volunteer working with blind people. While I was here, I swam almost 2 miles. And last week I went out for a 30-mile bike ride. It sounds big, but it started off with me just walking in place.
And tell us about the Ironman.
Ironman. See, I don't know what I said before and what I said again. I'm having like a Groundhog Day.
So you know what? I'm really sorry, but we probably need to go ahead and move on. So
that's fine, buddy. No.
Speaking. Tom, it's your turn to speak. So
thank you all so much.
Nate, I've got a question. Are you going to compete in the 2023 Ironman?
Yes, I'll be in the 2023 Ironman triathlon in Juneau, Alaska. 2.4-mile swim. You get out, transition into a 106-mile bike ride, get off, and transition to a full marathon. You have 17 hours to do it in. Thank you. Yes.
Thanks, Nate.
You're welcome.